The U.S. military is said to be reinforcing its troops along Afghanistan's border with Pakistan in preparation for an attack against al-Qaeda holdouts. The Washington Post reports today that elements of two battalions of the 101st Airborne Division, involving as many as 1,000 troops, are being deployed in and around the eastern Afghan city of Khost, along with Apache helicopters. Earlier, several hundred British forces were sent to the region. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kabul. What more do you know about this operation?
Bob, we can't say much more about the report. American military spokesmen, as they have in the past when there have been reports about troop movements and perhaps operations, they're refusing to comment for security reasons. They have suggested, however, not to believe everything you read in the Washington Post. However, they will not deny the fact that Apache helicopters have been sighted around the town of Khost.
Earlier this spring, there was another U.S. offensive in the same region called Operation Anaconda.
That's right. It was the largest commitment of ground troops, U.S. troops on the ground. That has been called a success by the part of the Americans. They say that they killed hundreds, perhaps, of al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in the Shaikot Mountains. However, very few bodies were found, and a lot of the participants in that campaign say many of those escaped across the nearby frontier to Pakistan. Since that operation, there's been a continuous U.S. presence in the area. There are bases in Gardez and in Khost. There are two towns near the Shaikot Mountains. And last month, British troops were sent in for an operation, again, in the same area in the Shaikot Mountains. Just this week, we've heard of fresh fighting between special forces from the coalition and al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. At least two al-Qaeda fighters were killed, possibly as many as four. And there have been also reports about U.S. forces going into Pakistan recently with the help of Pakistani troops to chase al-Qaeda. What is clear is that this mountainous region on the frontier is currently the front line in this hunt for al-Qaeda guerrillas.
What about fighting in the same province involving forces of rival Afghan warlords?
Bob, on top of this hunt for al-Qaeda and Taliban, you have rival warlords who have really been involved in some serious clashes in the region. One is a former U.S. ally named Pacha Khan. He is accused of killing at least 25 civilians and injuring at least 60 more in the town of Gardez when he fired hundreds of rockets at that town in retribution for previous conflicts with one of the leaders there. Today, the chairman of the Afghan interim government, Hamid Karzai, he announced he's going to go after Pacha Khan. It's the first such statement we've heard of this fledgling government going after a rogue warlord. He says he spoke to the Americans and the UN about it, and he expects their help to hunt this man down if he needs it. The Americans are still being evasive about their current relationship with this man, Pacha Khan, who was one of their allies in the past. A spokesman today would not exclude the possibility that he may still be playing a helping role in the war against the Taliban and al-Qaeda.
There's also fighting in the north of the country.
It's been a difficult week here. Yes, earlier this week, two rival warlords, longtime enemies, in the northern town of Mazar-e-Sharif, that's General Dostum, who's the deputy defense minister in Karzai's administration, and another commander, Mohammed Atta, their troops clashed. At least 12 are reported dead in that. It has to be said, though, at the same time, we've had a sign of hope. More than 400,000 refugees have returned to Afghanistan in the past 2 months. It's a sign that they're confident in peace here, that they're willing to take the risks. But aid workers are warning. In 1992, we also had another window where more than 1 million refugees streamed back when the communist regime here fell. That fell apart. A civil war erupted once again, and Afghanistan was plunged into 8 more years of conflict.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.